Okay, Councilman Howe, can you hear me? Okay, Councilman McAllister? Okay, all right, let the record indicate it is 5 o'clock and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is called to order. Before we commence, or I should say revisit from the previous meeting, I just want to mention that we did get through the entire bid package back on September 9th. There was a glitch, as you all remember, with the Zoom portion of the meeting, and one or more of the 800 numbers were not active, and members of the public were unable to enter into the meeting or call into the meeting. So having said that, we're going to go through the bid package item by item. If there are any questions, please feel free to ask them. If the department heads have anything that they want to add to the discussion, please feel free to do that. And we will also seek comments from members of the public on each one of these items. Do either of our council solicitors have anything to add? Billy Walsh is here and Kyler is here. Anything to add?
I don't have anything to add, Chairman Lattiser. I just would like to make a point of personal privilege. I don't know if your video is on because I'm not seeing it on my end.
You're right. Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Walsh, anything to add?
No, sir.
All right, having said that, we're going to start off with item 2017-136, Barracuda backup server bundle and email. Is there any questions from members of the committee on that particular item? Any questions from members of the committee? The department head have anything to add or a review with regard to that backup server information?
I do not, sir, thank you.
Okay. Is there any questions from members of the council? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I will need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
Okay, we have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bear with me 1 minute. And also, I would just like to add that there were no minutes from previous meetings to discuss. Item number two, 2020-109, traffic, street, and pole light maintenance repair. That was found on page 12. Is there any additional questions or comments from members of the committee? Are there any comments from the department head? Anything to add to the discussion? Okay, I need a motion. I'm sorry, any questions or comments? I'm sorry, any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? This is the funds that will be expended for this are reimbursed by the trust. This is the accident on the street light. As a matter of fact, I think if, as we continue on, I'm going to ask the department heads to just give a quick repeat o- overview of your individual bid request. And on this particular one, it's for damaged streetlights. They're going to be reimbursed by the trust. We have no questions, no comments from the members of the public. Do we have a motion?
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 2020-110, elevator maintenance and repairs, that is found on page 23. I'm going to ask the department head to just, again, give a brief review of that item.
Good evening. Kristen Moretti for Public Works. We are requesting to increase this the cap on this bid by $1,805.68 to pay the final invoices on this contract that expires November 17th, 2020.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any question? I'm sorry, any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item. It's item 2020-291, fire apparatus repairs, and that is found on page 34. I'll ask the department head to identify for the record and just, again, give us a brief statement.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. Department is requesting to increase the cap on this bid from $50,000 to $80,000. It does not expire until June 7th, 2021.
And Christy, just the reasoning for that, please.
This bid is for outside repairs for fire apparatus when necessary. We've expended majority of that cap. We have around, well, at this point, probably about $10,000 left. The need is ongoing, so we want to make sure that we are able to keep moving forward with any repairs that are necessary.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number 39. I'm sorry, it's found on page 39. 2021-057, traffic street and pole light maintenance. Found again on page 39.
James Scott, Director of Public, Director of Parks and Recreation, under section 612 of the contract, we wish to piggyback on to DPW's bid for traffic light and street pole maintenance. Would be the bidder would be AM Electric, and the cap would be $3,000.
Okay. James, just the question I had last time was, so why do you need the extra 3,000? Could you just comment on that quickly, please?
It's the amount we had last year in this bid. We did not use this bid this year in the first year of Parks and Recreation since separating from DPW. It doesn't mean we won't need it at all going forward, but it's one of those things I'm assessing year to year. I might come back to next year and have a different request on.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The ayes have it. I'd also like to point out that there is no one in the immediate vicinity of me, within probably 20, 30 feet. I do have a mask. If anyone has an objection, I will put it on. If there are no objections, I am adhering to the protocol as required. Do we have any objections? Thank you. Item 2021-058, That is found on page 57, and it is elevator maintenance and repair.
Mr. Chairman, please, again, we're going to extend, we're going to piggyback onto DPW's bid for elevator repair maintenance. Just to clarify, the only elevator under the purview of the Parks and Recreation Department is the handicap lift at the front of Thayer Arena. And this would be for the maintenance and quarterly inspection of that. The amount we're asking for is $2,000, and the bid will expire in November of 2021.
The amount was $15,000, correct?
$2,000. The DPW bid was $15,000.
We're asking sorry, you're going from $15,000 to $17,000?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion, please.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item number seven, 2021-087, Oakland Beach Boardwalk Improvements. And that is found on page 71.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Bill Facenti, Community Development Office.
The
office
is looking
to award a contract in the amount of $140,738 to Mill City Construction, Inc. of Lincoln, Rhode Island, as the lowest responsible bidder for the replacement of the wooden portion of the Oakland Beach Boardwalk. Boardwalk was installed in 1996, 1997, and it hasn't been, the wood hasn't been replaced since. Become a hazard, and these funds are being paid out of community development block grant funds.
Okay, and what that means is there is no cost to the taxpayers.
Correct.
Right. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 2021-088, Planting and Landscape Improvements, Connecticut Village. And that is found on page 75.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the Community Development Office is asking to award a contract in the amount of $6,000 to Yardworks, Inc. of Warwick. This is to finish some of the streetscape improvements the city and the office undertook along West Shore Road in the Central Business District of Connecticut Village. These, again, are community development block grant funds.
Okay, there was some discussion on that. The questions were answered, et cetera. Any comments from, questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do you have any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
We have a motion for favorable. We have seconded. A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 2021-095A, Security System Monitoring and Maintenance, on page 79.
Public Works is requesting to award this bid to Electronic Alarms in the amount of $9,500. Beginning October 13th, 2020 to October 12th, 2021.
Chrissy, just quickly, the buildings that includes again?
It includes the, for Public Works. The Public Works portion includes all the facilities here on Sandy Lane.
Okay.
It includes the Range Road, Compost Building, Buttonwoods Community Center, Pilgrim Senior Center, the Pontiac Village Community Center, City Hall, Randall Holden, John Wicks, the Admin Building, Aldrich, and the Blue Storage Building.
Okay. All right, thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Item 2021-095B, Security System, again, and that is found on page 85.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Terry DiPetrillo, Chief of Water.
Go ahead, Terry.
The Water Division is requesting to award to Electronic Alarm the amount of $5,000 from 10/13/20 to 10/12/21.
Okay, and the same thing for alarm system, correct?
Correct, monitoring only, correct.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Item 2021-095C, security system monitoring. Once again, it's found on page 97. I'm sorry, 91.
Mr. Chairman, I do not see the director, the department director, logged on at this moment.
Okay. It's a $432 item. They had given us the explanation for the reasoning for it. It's awarding the bid to Electronic Alarm, $432 for a period of 1 year, commencing October 13th, 2020 to October 12th, 2021. And it was the lower of the two bids were submitted. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, thank you. 2021-095D, security system monitoring, found on page 97. Anyone here for that?
Yep. Good evening, Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. The police department is also, hi, councilman. The police department's also recommending electronic alarms at a cost of $432 a year on a monitoring system.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 2021-099, reversible snow plows, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, found on page 103.
Public Works is requesting to award this bid to two vendors, Hartford Truck Equipment for the 8 and 9 foot plows, and to Viking Sives for the 10, 11, and 12 foot plows. The amount of $30,000 for 1 year, beginning October 30, 2020 to October 29, 2021.
Okay, Christy, I think we all agree. We hope that you're not going to need any, but if you need them, you need them. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments or questions from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, and need a motion?
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 2021-100, underwater search and rescue team equipment, found on page 106.
Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. The police department recently went out to bid for underwater search and recovery equipment. We had two boats donated by DEM. The first boat is already operational. The second boat needs some minor repairs. We're looking to use this bid to repair the second boat to get it on the water.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
Motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. 2021-105, quick pro dry or equal, found on page 109.
Public Works requests to award this bid to Site One Landscape Supply in the amount of $3,000. This contract will be 1 year from date of award.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
We have a motion. Seconded. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Next item, 2021, OpenGov, found on page OpenGov cloud service found on page 112.
Hi, Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56.6, exception to bid to award the annual service contract to OpenGov Cloud Services, Inc. in the amount of $23,184 as the sole provider of their software. The software is used by the building department. And the only thing I wanted to highlight again is the reason for this bid being late is Director DeCourt, the director of the department, had some elongated negotiations with the company and in the end was able to reduce the price by about 8%, about $2,000 savings.
Thank you, Phil, and thank you to Al DeCourt for his due diligence on that. It's always appreciated. So any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? We have any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. 2021-137, DIMS software and hardware found on page 115.
The police department seeking authorization to renew the support contract for our digital information management system, the DIM system. This system is used for the storage, management, and retrieval of all digital images, audio files, as well as computer forensics generated evidence. The contract covers maintenance and warranties of four workstations and the main server unit, as well as a backup server unit. We are requesting a spending authority not to exceed $7,000 to renew this contract.
Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion?
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Number 18, 2021-138, purchase Lucas 3 chest compression systems found on page 120.
Good evening, Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department. Fire Department seeking a 56.6 exception of bid to Stryker Medical in the amount of $47,491.96. Stryker Medical is the manufacturer and sole source provider of this product. The funds for this purchase are reimbursable through the 2018 Assistance to Firefighters grant that was awarded back in the fall of 2019.
Okay, again, Chief, kudos to the department and the grant writers for this grant. If I remember correctly, it was like $1,200,000 that you guys work hard to get that, and we certainly all appreciate it. Good job. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 19, 2021-139, municipal court software, found on page 125.
Good evening, Councilman.
Good evening.
Linda Broska, City Clerk's Office. We are seeking a 56.6 in the amount of $6,220 to Courier Systems. This covers the annual maintenance contract, support desktop team viewer, and upgrades. Courier System is the software we use for municipal court. They're sole source vendor. Funds will come from budget code 27340. Current contract expired August 31st, 2020. This contract period will be from September 1st, 2020 to August 31st, 2021.
Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion?
I move favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now we're going to move into the bid package for September 21st. And the first item is going to be motor oil hydraulic and transmission fluid. Christy?
Public Works is requesting to increase the cap on this award by $10,000. This bid does not expire until, December 10th of this year. So we have a couple more months to get through. We have about $2,300 remaining on the original award of $42,000. So we are requesting to increase it $10,000 to hopefully get through to December.
Christy, you say hopefully get through. That entire bid before was $20,000.
I'm sorry?
The prior contract award was for $20,000?
$42,000. It started last December.
Okay.
$42,000.
What was that? Oh, I thought I heard some comment. So if somebody's got a mic open, I can hear somebody talking there in the background. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? We have any questions? We have any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
We have a motion. We have
seconded.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Next item, annual bituminous concrete and Portland cement mix found on page 15.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Terry DePetrol from the Water Department. We received two bids, one from International Paving Corp, which we're recommending as the lowest responsible bidder. And this contract allows the water division to ensure repairs on roadways when our water main breaks. Not every job that we requires the service and only utilized when deemed necessary. For example, in the middle of winter when the asphalt plant shut down, this company has the ability, they own their own plant. So say 2 o'clock and January 5th when we're out there, they have the ability to make hot asphalt at that time. So say we're on a state road, we can get that road repaired ASAP. And that contract is a 1 year, not to exceed $30,000 from September 26, 2020 to September
26, 2021. So Terry, this company, International Paving Corp, they have the ability to produce and deliver to us hot asphalt anytime during the course of the winter?
That's correct, on an emergency basis, correct.
Okay. These repairs that you're speaking about, would this also include sinkholes or street sinkings around sewer plates and water access lines in the roads?
Yes, a lot of what we do ourselves. Some of the biggest stuff we have to hire them to do. If it's, like I said, if it's an emergency, something's sinking, we do have a sinkhole. Yes, they do have the ability to come out there and do that for us.
And if someone has a sinkhole around a sewer grate or the water clean out thing, Who would we call? Would we call you?
Yeah, the water department could handle stuff like that, correct?
Okay.
Excuse me. I can just jump in for 1 second.
Sure.
That their bid is those other things are things that Public Works would handle. Their bid is specifically to the water department.
So to repair a sinkhole, it would only be around a water plate thing?
The water department utilizes that bid for water main breaks over the winter if they have to repave a substantial section of road. The rest of it is from Public Works.
Okay, so this would be exclusively for repairs to the road that are affected by a water main break.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. All right, hold on 1 minute. I just make some changes to my notes. Okay, thank you for that. Any questions from members of the committee? Do we have any questions from members of the council? We have any questions from members, I'm sorry, any questions from members of the council? I already asked that. Any comments from members of the public? We have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on 2021-111.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. Number three on the 21st calendar, 2021-113, purchase Canon PowerShot digital camera found on page 21. Cameras, plural, found on page 21.
The police department recently went out to bid for digital cameras and received 8 responses. The police department's recommending that this bid be awarded to WB Hunt as the lowest overall bidder. Equipment would be purchased for an amount not to exceed $9,500 and funded through our 2019 Burn JAG grant. This will allow us to purchase approximately 40 cameras. Currently, our patrol division shares 4 cameras. So as you can imagine, we take pictures at crime scenes, we take pictures at motor vehicle accidents, graffiti, we take a lot of pictures. And sometimes citizens and officers have to wait for a camera to become available. So we figured this was a good opportunity to use this grant funding to issue a camera to every sergeant, issue cameras to officers within the traffic division, the community policing division. We'll have plenty of cameras out there so no one will have to wait any longer.
So Major, all this time, you've only had 4 cameras to share for an entire department?
Well, there's additional cameras, but for the patrol division, yeah, they're in each of the supervisor's cars. And sometimes you'll have a sergeant bouncing around from, you know, call to call to try to take the correct number of pictures. So, yeah, we've had to make do a little bit, but we're hoping to change that.
Well, obviously, that was just a great big waste of time, you know, having officers run around the city with to share a camera. A really good move, and it's a great move that you're getting it out of the JAG grant too. So yeah, I think that's a really good idea, and even if we had to pay for it, it would pay for itself in very short order, where you don't have to have sergeants running around the city to share cameras. Any questions with from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number 4, 2021-145, reaccreditation services found on page 26.
The police department seeking authorization under ordinance 56-6 to make expenditures for our annual CALEA assessment fees. If approved, funding will be through federal asset forfeiture. We haven't received our invoice for this year, so we don't know the exact amount. So we're looking for an amount not to exceed $10,000, so we have enough room. This is for our annual accreditation. As you're aware, we received our 8th consecutive reaccreditation last year.
Major, so many times, I'm not gonna start tonight, but so many times I am so tempted to have someone rapidly repeat asset forfeiture about 3 or 4 times. That was certainly a tongue twister. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Yes, Councilman Ricks.
Brief question, and if you don't have the answer in front of you, if you could just get the answer to me at a later time. I'm curious as to approximately how much Warwick gains from asset forfeiture per year. Last year's numbers are fine if you're able to get those.
I would have to check with the colonel. It's himself and the deputy chief that only have access to those figures. But I could get them and get back to you.
Thank you.
Good question, Councilman. Let's share that answer with us. Okay, once you get that answer, Councilman Ricks. Okay, any other questions from members of the council? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion, please.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 2021-146, consulting services for water tank inspections, found on page 28.
Water Division is requesting a 56-6 to StanTech Consulting Services for assistance with the bid and overview of for the water tank inspections as necessary by Rhode Island Department of Health.
Christy, you want to tell us what the requirements are from the Department of Health for these?
Actually, Terry can give you that information.
Terry?
Yeah, Mr. Chairperson, Mr. Chairman. Rhode Island DOH and American Water Works Association, it's internal inspection every 5 years, external every 1 year. We haven't had an external or internal inspection in 9 years. Back in July, the Department of Health did a sanitary survey of all of our facilities. We have three facilities. We have two storage tanks up on Boulder Road behind Target Plaza. And we have the Warwick Neck storage tank at the Aldridge Mansion. So when they did the sanitary survey, we were deficient in tank inspections. In order to avoid a violation and or a fine, they're requiring us to take care of this deficiency ASAP.
Okay. Terry, could you just turn your volume up just a little bit? I was having a hard time. You were coming in and out. I was hearing you and not hearing you.
No, is that any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
The last time this was done was 9 years ago?
That's correct.
And how did this come about, or how was this discovered that this inspection hadn't been done in 9 years? How did this all surface now?
Back in July, the Department of Health did a sanitary survey of all of our facilities, and they stumbled upon that we were deficient in inspections.
Hmm. Just to clarify, this bid is not for the inspection itself. This is right. For the company to assist the city putting it together and reviewing. And
so you will be going out for a bid for a company to do the inspections, Christy, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. And when do you think that will be taking place?
As soon as we can get the bid specs, we'll put it out immediately. We'll get it up to purchasing as quick as we can.
And Terry, I assume that the Department of Health has granted some amnesty, for lack of a better word, until we put all this together?
Yes, they gave us a certain amount of time to get this task completed.
How much time?
They said 60 to 90 days.
60 to 90 days?
Yeah, and I assure them that it will get done.
Okay. Christy, you're comfortable with being able to put the bid together and get it all out and get the bid awarded within 60 to 90?
Yeah, purchasing needs to be on board. I know that they are swamped, but with the urgency, I'm sure that maybe we could kind of sneak this one through.
So what happens if we don't?
Well, Pat is very good about making sure that we get what we need in a timely manner. So I'm hopeful that this will be before the council by probably the first meeting in November.
And Councilman, also, they could grant me an extension. As long as they see that it's in the works, they can grant us an extension.
Sure. Okay. This, Terry, this, I guess, discovery, I guess I'll put down, that's all been documented, your department and DPW, you have all of the documentation from Department of Health, just talking to this point, et cetera, and what the requirements are and the stipulations?
Yes, we do.
Could you send that to me, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Are there any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bear with me 1 minute. Okay, acceptance of the minutes, there are none. Moving on to PCR 8220 relative to abatements.
Just a clarification, Ed, I believe it's 8320.
Sorry, you're right. I'm sorry, we're going to be going into PCR 8220. First item, item number two is PCR 8320. Thank you, Neil.
You're welcome. Good evening, Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month we have abatements in front of you of $22,792.06. Approximately half of that amount is for a settlement agreement that was signed a few years back, as far back as 2012, I believe. A little bit over $10,000 of the abatements tonight are for that one settlement. And any other questions you have?
Yes, that was 2012. You had spoke to that at the previous meeting. That amount was $10,338.96. And that was, I believe it was a court settlement.
That's correct.
Okay. And that is also, if I remember correctly, that is an ongoing abatement for some period of time.
Yeah. Initially, it was about a $300 tax credit that the court ordered. And I should say that the taxpayer was graciously willing to accept rather than having us send out a check. For that amount, they were willing to take the abatement over a series of years instead of incurring future tax burdens. So there's about 200,000 rough approximate tax credit dollars left. I am working on, and I will work with Lynn in finance, a proposal to modify the tax bills before they go out to reflect these credits, because I think that will help by the city being able to see exactly what's going to be coming in, what's going to be collectible, rather than having some of these known abatements that we have to issue. Mm-hmm. But I've got to work the logistics of that out. And hopefully on next year's tax bill, this will just be a credit that's already appearing on the bill.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Do we have any comments from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
I move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank
next
you.
Next item. Yes, thank you, Neil. Next item, PCO 7-19. That is pension board, and just bear with me. Okay. So we had a lot of discussion at the last meeting in September, or the first meeting in September, I should say, regarding the intent of this legislation. And the intent here is to bring some oversight to the pension board. I have had some communication with other members of the board, and I've also had a conversation today with Tony Transglisi, I think his last name is, who is our financial person who manages the companies that do the fund investments for us, et cetera. So on item 7 of, or line in section B, item 7, I had down there a proposed amendment for 3 taxpayers of the city council, of the city of Warwick, as appointed by the city council. So in looking into this deeper, there are currently 4 members of the pension board serving there now. There is also a question, and I'm going to ask for clarification now, where it speaks to the appointment, or those 4 appointments, in section 6-311, item 6. It says, 4 members who shall not be employees of the city shall be appointed for terms of 3 years from the date of expiration of the term for which the predecessor of each member was appointed. I need clarification as to who makes those appointments, because I'm not clear on who makes those appointments, either from our legal counsel or from the city's legal counsel, Mr. Bliss.
I'm just getting into the code, Chairman Lattiser, because I didn't have it in front of me, and I didn't know that you were going to ask this question. Could you just say, so you said section 6-311, which subsection would that be? Are you asking about?
It would be subsection B, mm-hmm. item 6.
Item 6. Okay. 4 members for me. Okay. It's my understanding, and I think this question you asked of our office a couple weeks ago, and I think you and I might have had this conversation a couple weeks ago when we were trying to draft this ordinance per your request. It's our understanding that it is the city council who has those appointment powers.
Okay. I didn't recall that conversation. I'm sure we had it, or I didn't recall the answer. So where does it say that it is the city council? Because that's my entire intent with that item, is to have the appointments to the pension board of those members, 4 members that shall not be employees of the city. My intent in this ordinance is to have those appointments coming from the city council.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I remember having a conversation with you about your intent. My best guess, again, because I'm just looking at the fly, is that it would be contained in the city charter. It doesn't specifically say, but I would refer you to section 1.3, exercise of powers. All powers of the city shall be exercised in the manner prescribed by this charter, or in such manner as shall be provided by ordinance or resolution of the council. That is where I would get that justification for that.
Okay. So having had that clarified, then I would look to strike item 7. And I believe it would also strike out items 8 and go to section 6-311, subsection B, item 6, and clarify as follows. 4 members who shall not be employees of the city shall be appointed by the city council for terms of, in the language, staying the same. That would be one of my proposed amendments. And it was interesting at the recent Zoom meeting that we had of the pension board, which is our first meeting since last December 19th, I believe it was. The conversation had been had regarding some of the companies that are doing our investing and not meeting up to the standards or the benchmarks of the board. And these are items that oftentimes, if not the majority of the time, the very employees who are paying into this pension, the ones that are retired and collecting the pension, they really have no idea about those type of things. And I'm not suggesting that the board has not done a good job. They have done a good job. The pension board has done a very good job. But my feelings with all of these type of things is that there's always room to improve. I think there's always room for additional transparency. And particularly a concern to me and of actually numerous people that have reached out and spoke to me about this is the average employee who is an active employee or those that are retired, they're not able to attend the pension board meetings. The board meeting starts at 2:30. From 2:30 to 3:30, we have a presentation from some of our investors. It's typically 2 at a time. And the actual meeting starts at 3:30, and typically we are finished at about 5:30. So the average member is not going to be leaving work to attend any of the pension board meetings. And the packet that we're provided, which is some half inch thick or more, in some cases, you know, you need to be a Wall Street attorney to understand it. You certainly need, or it would be more than helpful to have a CPA certification or an accounting degree to be able to understand the intricacies, even the terminologies that are being used for the different investments, annuities, et cetera, et cetera. We can go on and on. So initially in my PCO 7-19, I had put in there that the chairperson and our financial advisor of the board appear before the city council on a quarterly basis. Well, there was some concerns expressed from at least one or maybe two of my colleagues on the council that was somewhat aggressive, perhaps even burdensome, and could be quite costly. When I think of the hundreds of millions of dollars that we have invested in these plans, and the lack of information or ability to ask questions of our financial advisor for those plans certainly could be improved. I actually spoke with Tony today, our financial advisor, and I expressed to him what my concerns were, what my intent was, and what my goal was, and that is to be able to have our current employees, our active employees, and our retirees on some sort of a set basis, be able to have an opportunity to question the financial advisor, to be able to ask questions of the chairperson of the board, and also for the members of the city council to be able to ask these same questions. Now, certainly you can pick up the phone and, you know, call in the questions, but I think there's many occasions where we're not even sure what the questions are until they're expressed by the members of the staff who are either paying into these pensions or who are collecting these pensions. So I asked Tony about that, and we had a conversation on that today, and I asked him, if we were to pass this ordinance and ask him or require him to appear before the city council twice a year or at minimum annually, would he have an objection to that? And he did not. I don't know. Tony may even be on tonight. I asked him if he was going to be zooming in on this. Wasn't sure if he was going to have the opportunity. He said he would have no objections at all to attending a yearly meeting on an annual basis, and he would not be looking for any additional compensation above and beyond what his compensation is now. I also asked him if he thought this was something that would be a good idea and would be a benefit to our employees as well as the members of the city council to have this type of a meeting and have it in one forum so everything can be addressed and questions answered in a Reader's Digest version without needing to be a CPA to understand some of these terms. And Tony did agree with that. I asked him if there were any other communities in the state who were doing these annual presentations, and to Tony's knowledge, in Rhode Island, there was not. But he did have or was aware of several in the Connecticut area, possibly Massachusetts area, that was doing this type of thing. So my position is that I think from the perspective of having some open conversation and dialogue and some questions by the employees who are paying into this plan as well as the retirees who are collecting it, I think it's very, very important. I think it's important to do it in a public forum in the interest of additional transparency. Our board is very transparent now, but I still think that there's room to improve. Our employees, I think the main concern that they have, at least from those that have reached out to me, is what are we paying into the plan? What is our plan worth today? And what is our plan going to be worth when it comes time for me to collect it? And most importantly, is it going to be what I expect it to be? And I think those are the simple things that I know I would certainly be looking to have addressed. Can those questions be asked in a pension board meeting? Of course they could. Are our employees and our retirees, are they going to be able to attend meetings in the middle of the afternoon I think the evidence is there. Certainly in the years that I've been there, I think on one or two occasions, someone came there and it was with a specific issue. So my intent here is to make things even more transparent than what they are, to allow the people who are paying into these pensions, including the taxpayers who are funding lion's share of the pensions, to be able to ask questions to the with regard to the performance of the companies that are doing the investing, what the theories are behind those investments, and what could be done differently or what could be done better. So I would look to amend in section on our PCO 7-19 on line 46 from a quarterly basis to an annual basis. That would be the chairperson and financial advisor of the board shall appear before the city council on an annual basis to update the council as to the status of the pension fund. One of the things that I realize remains is to establish that date should we look to approve this PCO. So that is my intent with this. I would ask for any comments or questions from members of the committee. Councilman McAllister.